Good morning online if you're joining us via, what is that? World Wide Web? I was going to say email. You can, yeah, the interwebbles. We're so glad to have you here today. And we're thankful for you, each and every one that's here and online. We want to just announce that we want to give a big thank you to the church over the alabaster boxes. There was, I'm sorry, what's the kits? The kits, the crisis care kits, four of them were sent out, and that's four boxes, which is 24 kits apiece in each box, right?
No, six kits to a box.
I should have had Ella come up here. Many things were sent.
We are thankful for the people of the church for their generosity. We were happy with the... we were able to send four boxes, six kits each, 24
Thank
kits for the
you.
Crisis care. And we know that there's a great need right now, so maybe we'll be collecting again before too long. We'll just do some more maybe, but for right now, we're real happy with that. And also, the alabaster boxes that we delayed collecting, we will collect next week. So if you remember next week, bring your alabaster boxes. Thank you.
Thank you for straightening that out, Ella. As you can all see, I need some help this morning. Maybe more coffee next week. So will you join me? And I'm going to tell you the verse, Ezra 3:11, if you want to join me. With praise and thanksgiving, they sang to the Lord, He is good. His love to Israel endures forever. And all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord. Can we give a great shout? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo. Because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Now, don't we want to be on that firm foundation? Will you join me today in worship if you are able?
Thank you. Praise God. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
Out there with us right now in the congregation. You know what it is. Please help us, Lord, right now. Please help that person. Thank you for always being faithful, for always being there for us, always seeking us as you did in the garden in the beginning. And you said, Adam, where are you? Thank you for always seeking us. We may try to hide sometimes in our shame and guilt, but you pull us right out. We thank you, Lord. As we get ready to hear your message today, please help us to hear it in its entirety. As we said, as small groups, not just parts that we want to hear, but the word in its entirety. Please impress upon us what you would want us to hear, to take home these few minutes in here when we leave, to show the world what affected us, how it infected us, how we applied it. We thank you, Lord. We pray for the leaders of our great country. We thank you for being in the U.S., but we pray for our leaders. Pray for the leadership of our church, our local church, denomination, and the church as a whole, which you are ahead of, Christ. We pray for our church. Once again, we thank you for not leaving that chain unbroken, the circle unbroken, having believers come in ahead of us to teach us, bring us to the way. Please help us to be part of that unbroken chain, to do the same with other believers then, or other people who aren't believing yet. Pull them along. We thank you, Lord. You're always there, behind the scenes. You're behind us, beside us, and ahead of us. We praise you for what you're doing in us and through us. Please bless the offering as it is offered with love and received. Please multiply it, split it, make those pennies stretch into so many dollars. We thank you for doing that in the past. We know you're going to do it in the future, so help us to apply. Thank you once again for this day, this moment right here, right now, to come together with you. Thank you for Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen.
Once I believe in Jesus, I'm compelled to make Jesus known.
Being on mission is not about going to a specific place. It's about being intentional where you are.
Then my anger and emotions get the best of me. You know, I felt really guilty after that because I'm supposed to be a Christ follower and being setting the example.
I felt very ashamed of myself. I sort of felt like I wasn't worthy of God's love anymore.
When I got to camp, my biggest fear is that I didn't know what was going to happen. I wasn't used to having to focus on other people all the time.
At the time, I really didn't want to stand up for her. I felt like if I reached out to her, people would judge me too.
I was always chasing after, you know, performing, being the best I can be. And when you chase after something, it leaves you with emptiness.
People really got to know me as a person, and from that, they really, really respected what I believed in.
This is the gospel. This is the good news. And once we receive it, this is too good to keep to ourselves. I would challenge you to think through, okay, who are the people that God's put around me, and to realize that God has saved you for that purpose. And that's where life on mission just begins to take hold, when we begin to realize God's going to use that courage and that boldness as we step out to lead people to Jesus.
When we experience grace and forgiveness in Christ, man, that freedom overflows into our relationships with friends and classmates. We are called to be a sent people, not just saying we follow Him, but actually joining God in His mission to take the light of the gospel into the darkness of our world. We have to live our lives on mission.